In a sheltered cove off the Never Never Land shore, a black flag ship rode the tides. It was a pirate ship with a wicked pirate crew, and the captain was the wickedest of all. Captain Hook was the leader's name. He wore a sharp hook instead of one hand. For once, Peter Pan, in a fair fight, had cut off Hook's hand, and it fell into the sea, where a crocodile ate it.
I'm young. I'll get even with that Peter Pan if it's the last thing I do.
Now the crocodile liked that snack so much that she has been looking for Captain Hook ever since. Fortunately for the pirate, the crocodile also swallowed an alarm clock, which went tick-tock, tick-tock, to warn Captain Hook when the crocodile was around.
It's all Peter Pan's fault. He'll be sorry when we find him.
Captain Hook began planning a terrible revenge. But first, he had to catch Peter Pan, and that was not easy to do. Many times the pirates crept through Never Never Land. They walked through the woods, they searched the lagoon, they searched everywhere to find Peter Pan's home.
Hey, Captain, I thought I heard something over that way.
You thunderhead, that's just a chipmunk!
Hey, Captain, I saw somebody drop some brown jelly beans over there,
said One-Eyed Jack.
Shiver me timbers, what am I going to do with the likes of ye two?
Those are the deer droppings, you thunderhead!
Try as they may, these pirates never could find that house. For deep underground, Peter Pan, Tinkerbell, Wendy, John, Michael, and the lost children were safely hidden.
What story shall we have today?
Asked Peter Pan.
Let me see, what would be a good one?
Wendy thought to herself.
Make it a scary one, Wendy!
Said John.
No, make it about Indians!
Said Michael.
No, make it about pirates! I want to pretend a sword fight!
Said John.
Yeah, make it about Captain Hook and Peter!
Said Toodles enthusiastically. While Peter Pan and the lost children were getting ready to hear a story and play, Captain Hook was back on his ship, plotting revenge.
I know what we'll do,
said Hook to Smee.
We'll kidnap Peter Pan's fairy Tinkerbell. We'll trick her to show us to the lost children's house.
So Smee, by himself, went creep, 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 till he snuck up quietly behind Tinkerbell. Swish went the net, and Tinkerbell was caught fast. Said Tinkerbell angrily. Then Smee hustled back to the pirate ship and turned Tinkerbell over to Captain Hook.
Why, Miss Bell, how nice of you to drop in,
Hook said in his sweetest voice.
As a matter of fact, I have a gift for Peter Pan. I'll give it to him if you show me the way to his house.
Said Tinkerbell angrily. She was not going to be tricked by that Captain Hook one bit.
What? You think I'm playing a trick on Peter Pan? Why, that's nonsense, my little fairy. You see this treasure chest full of jewels? It's for Peter!
And if you show me the way, I'll give you this beautiful crown.
Tinkerbell could not resist the jewel crown. She tried it on, and then she showed Hook where Peter Pan's house was on the map.
Look at that, Captain. It's underground. Why, it's under a big tree.
Said Smee with excitement.
It's an underground house, we never thought of that.
Well, Captain, you're a codfish.
on, you little pipsqueaks, or I'll throw you to the shark.
Now the pirates knew all they needed to know. Captain Hook turned to Tinkerbell and said,
I tricked you, little fairy. You're going to stay here. And I'm going to take your little crown, too.
Captain Hook popped the net back over Tinkerbell's head and left her sadly in the bottom of the boat. Wendy just finished the story, and everyone was ready to play. But as soon as each of them left the underground home, they were caught one by one by the pirates.
Well, it isn't Wendy come to my ship,
asked Captain Hook.
I don't want to come to your dumb old ship,
said Wendy indignantly.
My ship's not dumb, and it's not an invitation, it's Captain's orders,
said Captain Hook angrily.
Hey, Captain, I got the two new kids,
said Smee with glee.
When the story of Rotten Pirate Peter Pan will get us,
said John.
Let me go, Peter Pan will be really mad at you,
said Michael, a little bit scared. Shouted One-Eyed Jack.
I've got the last one!
Hey, let me go, you little pipsqueak pirate!
Shouted Toodles.
Peter Pan will save us. You just wait and see, you BB head.
Captain Hook supervised as the prisoners were tied up.
BB pirates! Peter Pan will get you for this!
Put down, you little pipsqueaks, or your heads will roll,
said Captain Hook, getting a little bit annoyed.
Quick, mateys!
Captain Hook ordered.
Take him to your ship! I'll take care of Peter Pan!
Hook crept quietly up to the door of the underground house, and he peered in. Then he put a bomb in the doorway, set to explode at sunset. Then, Hook blocked the door with a rock so Peter Pan could not escape.
You now, Pan,
said Captain Hook with glee.
It's curses for you, you little green one.
When Captain Hook returned to his ship, he looked over the prisoners.
Smee, it seems like a shame to feed them to the shark,
Hook commented.
Can we find any vacancies in the crew, Smee?
Oh, the crew is mostly vacancies,
Smee replied.
Splendid,
said Captain Hook.
Then we'll give them a choice. All turn pirates or walk the plank.
The children looked at the plank. They thought of the hungry sharks, and they quickly made up their minds.
I'll sign some in a dotted line,
shouted John.
Me too,
shouted Michael.
I always wanted to be a pirate.
Hey, guys, that's not fair,
said Toodles.
Me first.
Children,
cried Wendy.
Aren't you ashamed? What would your mother think?
At that, John, Michael, and Toodles felt very sad.
Besides,
said Wendy confidently,
Peter Pan will save us, I just know it!
Yeah!
Oh,
laughs me and Jack.
Peter Pan won't save you, no, not he,
said Smee.
Our good old captain left a little gift for him, ha ha ha.
Aye, Mickey's,
agreed Captain Hook.
Peter Pan will be blown out of Never Never Land forever!
Upon hearing that, Tinkerbell bit through her net in rage, and then she flew away to rescue Peter Pan.
Now what will it be, Mickey?
Hook ordered the lost children.
Will you be pirates or walk the plank?
Wendy bravely began to walk the plank first.
I guess it's the plank for me, but I will die like a brave Englishwoman,
Suddenly, everyone heard a loud It was Hook's bomb for Peter Pan.
Hi!
Roared Captain Hook.
Ho, ho, ho!
Laughed Smee. Giggled one-eyed Jack.
Hook, you codfish!
Shouted Peter Pan from behind everyone.
You're laughing too soon! Prepare to fight, you miserable codfish!
Tinkerbell agreed. Shouted the lost children. Peter freed the lost children, and the fight was on. Michael bopped one-eyed Jack.
Take that, you old sidewalk!
Wendy distracted Smee as Toodles got his sword out.
A rotten old codfish just like your captain. Can I cut you up in
What a tussle, what a tumble, what a wonderful fight. The lost children against the pirates, Hook against Peter Pan, and Peter Pan against Hook. But in the end, Peter Pan won the day.
Uh-oh, Captain, it looks like you lost.
Said Smee.
Yeah, you really are a loser.
Put down your little pipsqueak, I'm still your captain.
It's a little bit hard to say that when Peter Pan's standing on you, Captain.
Aye.
They heard the tick-tock and they all turned around to see one hungry crocodile.
Snacks for me today, Peter?
He's all yours,
Peter replied. Screamed Captain Hook.
A scram, mateys!
And Hook and his crew ran frightened through the woods. For close behind them, you must know, went the crocodile with her tick tock. Tick tock.
Three cheers for Peter Pan!
Hey!
Yeah! Oh! Yay!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
And they sailed away in Hook's ship in search of new adventures.
Curses, they got my rope.